bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, we read about the story that Hordus, Herod, killed all the rabbis. And yesterday we dealt with the story, the whole issue of the cursing and what's behind the cursing. Today we wanted to deal with the Machlokas Rishonim, understanding what's going on here with the Beit Chashmonaim, that Hordus killed him. What's going on here? Right, the Gemara had said that he put his eyes, that he was an Eved, and it was Beit Chashmonaim, and he wanted this girl, and he killed them all. Okay, and he heard this basko, whether it's a basko min hashamayim or not. But he said he had heard a basko that kol abdu de morid hashka matzlach. It's going to be matzliach. So therefore, come katlinu lekulu. Maruse, may he left over this girl. So I asked you to see the sugya within the Rishonim here, to understand the major sugya of the Chashmonaim, based on the sugya that you saw within the Rishonim. And as we will see, there are five different ways to read a very important pasuk in Vayechi, when Yaakov is giving the brachos or the nevuah. I don't have my markers. I don't know if anybody was bringing them. As I asked, I don't know if anybody's bringing them. But as we will see, somebody can run up the break. The question is, how do we understand the pasuk at the end of Vayechi in Perek Memtet, when Yehuda is talking? Just to read it to you, since some people didn't actually read the pasuk. One of the things we've taught you always is to look it up inside. So many people still didn't look it up inside. The pasuk says, starting from Memtet, Yehuda, Tayaducha, Checha, Yadcha, Ba'orif, Aydecha, Yishtachavu Lecha, B'nei Avicha, Gur, Aryeh, Yehuda, Mitarf, B'nei Alita, Kara, Rabatz, Karyeh, Uchlevi, Minek, Minek. And from there, we have Lo Yosur, Shevet, Mi Yehuda, Umechokek, Mi Ben Raglav, Ad Ki Avo, Shilo, Velo, Yikatami. That was the pasuk there. And the question is, when Yaakov here is talking, what does he mean? There are going to be five interpretations to understand. Is this an Isser? Is it not an Isser? Is it a Haftacha? What is the Haftacha? And through there, you saw to understand what is going on with different parts in Jewish history, which comes from whether it's the Chashmonaim, which is obviously connected since we're near Hanukkah, whether it's Yerovam ben Nebat, whether it's Shaul HaMelech. And the truth is, even for when we come in to Eretz Yisrael, right there, when we come into Eretz Yisrael with the time of Yehoshua, that there is no official Minoy HaMelech, and we'll briefly discuss that also. So to understand this Gemara, whether this was a punishment of Amida Keneged Amida, as you saw from the Ramban, or is it maybe a punishment for them, maybe the Sefer Maccabees, the book of the Maccabees that says that they, even at the beginning, they were tzaddikim, but they lost their way. We have to understand this pasuk. So I ask you to see the Ramban. Lo yasur shevet Yehuda umechokek miben raglav. So the Ramban, the sheet that you have in front of you, says, do not understand that when it says lo yasur shevet Yehuda, in inyano shelo yasur la'olam. It doesn't mean that the Shevet Yehuda will be in control of the Malchut forever. Don't think Lo Yasur is forever. Thank you. Why is that? He proves it. Where does he prove it from, Mr. Karras? Where does he prove it from? He proves it. Everyone's inside. Can I have Mr. Karras here, please? From the beginning?
Yeah.
Hold on, where are you? From the beginning. From the beginning. From the beginning. Why is it not la'olam? Why is it not la'olam? What does he say? Bruce, no, Igor, what does he say? Anybody?
You're being gullus.
What? Because you're being gullus. How do I know you're being gullus? What? Pasuk. Where's the pasuk? Did you look it up?
No.
I'm a failure as a rabbi. Failure. You gotta look it up inside. Where's the pasuk from? Not Vizos Abracha. Where is it from?
Kitabo.
Where in Kitabo? What's one on Kitabo? The Tochacha. Where's the, what's in the Tochacha? The curses. Where's the other place there? There's the Tochacha. Kitabo and? The Chukotai. Two places where you have the rebukes. In that, it says, so what's going to happen? It says, "Ki that Yolech Hashem Otcha, Ved Malchecha, you and your king are going to go. Asher Takim Alecha Ogoy, you're going to go, right? You're going to go to a nation. Asher Lo Yadav that doesn't know you. You and your forefathers. Vinehim Umam Kam to go. You and your kingdom will be in exile. Elam Od Melch Vesarim. Viyamim Rabim and Melch Yisrael. Quoting from a pasuk in Shoftim, you're not going to have kingdom." There's no promise here that we're not going to go to what? To captivity, b'shimanyan, because, oh, we have Malchut Yudah. That's not Pshat Makas. But rather, he already tells us what is the Pshat already, according to the Ramban. Reading from that line, Aval Inyano, that is the Feman. Aval Inyano. So what does he say it means? What does it mean? What does he mean? What does that mean? Right? To another brother. Will not remove shade equals malchus. He can be very strong in that. The malchus will not go from one brother to another brother. Okay? That's what he's saying. So lo yasur shemit Yehuda l'chad ne'achav ki malchut Yisrael ha-Moshe lo'yam mimenu yiyeh. Where is the malchus going to come from? It's going to come from malchut Yehuda. V'lo yimsho l'chad ne'achav alav. And he says that's the same shot at the end of the pasuk. And it says lo yasur mechokeg mibein ragav shekol mechokeg Yisrael. Anyone who's making the laws, asher b'yado we have those signet rings, that's going to be the kingdom. Ki hu yimsho v'yitzavev v'chol Yisrael v'lo chodam malchut until Who is his bino? Who is Shiloh? According to him, who is that?
Mashiach.
Right? Ramban says this is Mashiach. Okay? This is going to be the Mashiach. And he will, what? The question is what the word lo yikat means. There are two different interpretations of what yikat means. Yikat can either mean gather, as we say, he'll gather everybody underneath his rule. There'll be another interpretation that's very similar. The Ran is going to say, okay. And what does he say? Kuyim shovim tzavet chol Yisrael. Lo chotam amachud arkiya bo bino. Lo yikat kohen imasot b'chol kirtzano. Vizav Mashiach ki ashevet. When it says lo yisur shevet, it's hinting to David. Shu amelcha rishon asher lo shevet malchut. And Shilo is the son asher lo yikat amim. Velo yitachem. What the Ibn Ezra says. How does the Ibn Ezra understand the pasuk? Ibn Ezra says the pasuk that what Shevet, according to the Ibn Ezra says that Shiloh, according to the Ibn Ezra, is what? Is David. And he understands, Lo Yosef Shevet Miyudah means what? How does he understand it? Amar, Ki Lo Yet Lo Hayam Yudah Shevet Kodem David, Ki Avavish Shifto Nechvah Benoseh Betchila. So he's already telling me what it's not. How does the Ibn Ezra understand what it means? Lo yasur shevet miyuda. It means that people are not going to have position lav dafka malchus. Lav dafka malchus. And that's what the Ramban argues on the Ibn Ezra. I mean, the whole point is shevet, according to the Ibn Ezra, is what? They're the ones who are going to be the lead. They're going to be the lead. And therefore, that's why his proof is what? When we're in the Midbar, who takes the lead? Which one is the first Degel to take the lead? It's Degel Yehuda. That's his proof, because of this pasuk. The problem, the Ramban disagrees with this, and he says until what? Ad ki yavo Shiloh, according to Ibn Ezra.
Can I actually read Ibn Ezra? It's better than I actually read it inside. Lo yasur shevet gidula me Yehuda. Ad sheba David shehu tchilat malchut Yehuda. And his proof is, halo tirek, ki degel Yehuda no seabri shona. Yehuda yale betchilan shoftim. Okay? So, well, how he understands, how Ibn Ezra understands that is lo yasur gidula.
And then what happens? Then there's going to be Moses, right? But the point is, why does he even have the Ramban disagree with this? Because he says the word Shevet equals Moses, and therefore that can't be shot. Okay? So he moves on.
I don't spend a lot of time on that.
And he proves how Shevet is Moses. V'akatuv hazeh ramaz ki Yaakov himlich Shevet Yehuda lachav. That what happens? The Yaakov is giving the mantra of Malchus to Shevet Yehuda, and Yehuda is going to bequeath that Malchus on Israel. Now, what is the Yosef? According to what he's going to say, is it a promise or an isser? It's an isser. According to the Ramban, this is an isser. It's not just a promise. Again, he repeats himself. He says there's no other shevet except what? Except Yehuda. Aba me'eit she'achel liyot Yehuda shevet malchut lo yasur imenu el shevet acher. He already says, "V'zer shenemar ki Hashem okay Yisrael natan mamlacha l'David Yisrael l'olam lo u'livanav." Because there are yamim again. So he says that what? He says when Yehuda begins the Shevet Malchut, lo yasur mimenu el Shevet Acher. So number one is the Ramban clearly says that what? This is an Isser. Okay, we're going to start reading this over here. Just over here, the Ramban understands this as an Isur. But he clearly says also that's only when Yehuda actually began the Malchus, right? Me'eit shehitchil Yehuda. But now, so therefore, there really isn't a question. It's a different question he asks. Now, when we have our questions, the question comes: how about Shaul? So, what's the Shaul question then? See, here's the first thing. So the Shaul shouldn't be really a question, right? Because the Isser of Malchus is only at the time when David starts taking the Malchus. So the question is the other way. The question is, why didn't Shaul, what's going on with the Shaul Malchus? It's not that, oh, it should have been Usser for Shaul to have the Malchus, as we would have thought. Even according to the opinion that it's Usser, he himself says black and white. The Ramban himself says that the Isser is only, right, word for word, he says the Isser is only when Ava me'eit she'achel liyot Yisrael. The opposite, right? He's saying you should know there will be another Melech, and lechora it shouldn't be a problem. It's only when she'achel liyot Yehuda shevet Malchut lo yasur imenu al shevet acher. So then, what's going on with Shaul? So why didn't Shaul? Why is it not? Why is it frowned upon? So what does he say? What's the problem with Shaul?
Shmuel.
The problem is
Shmuel.
Because Shmuel was not only the Navi, he was the Shofet, he was the Lochim Melchamat Hashem, if I'm quoting the language of the Ramban. God wanted the system to continue that way. God, according to the Ramban, God did not want a Melech at this point. It's not like the other interpretations that they asked to be Kechol Ha'amin. That's not the issue. The issue is God, you're repulsing me. It was an abomination to God, he says. This is what the Ramban says. V'inyan Shaul haya, ki ba'avur, shedvar she'ilat machut ba'idahi nid'av. He says the request was nid'av yitzakash baruch hu. Lo ratza la'amlich alayim in Hashem ha'shalo ha'machut shalo yosem imen al-olamim. He did not want. God didn't want this. Is there an actual Isur? I don't think so. But God did not want to put a temporary kingship there. God didn't. It's built in. It's going to be a temporary kingship because we know once David HaMelech comes, there's going to be David HaMelech. But lo ratza la'nichal yamin ashir ashelo amachut shelo yasurim el liolami. He didn't want to appoint malchus that right lo ratza la'nichal yamin ashir ashelo amachut shelo yasurim el liolami. V'natan lahem malchut sha'a. Right, just in English. God, at this point, didn't want to have malchus. And therefore, he didn't put, let's say, for example, a person from Shevet Yehudah. Not like, we'll see the other interpretation. Meaning, we'll see the Ron. The Ron says, you know why they didn't have anybody from David at that point? What did the Ron say? The Ron said, because? No. The Ron says, because there was nobody better. The Ron says, if I'm not mistaken, the reason at that point, Shelo Afafi Shelo Aya Biyamad Moshe B'Shev Yehuda. Where did he say that?
That was on Rishon Pei.
I'm on Rishon Pei. Where did I see that? Maybe that's where Ramban said that? Who said that?
Ron said? I thought Ron said because it didn't start yet.
Somebody, that he definitely does say. But he also said, yeah, where is that?
It's the third to last line. Lafisha.
What page? What page?
Rishi Bet. Third to last line of that paragraph.
Sorry. Lafisha, Lo Ayah B'Shevet Yehudah, Royal Mosque, come on. Meaning, here he also said something else, but he says, at that point, the reason why there was nobody in Shavuot, the Ron says, is because there was nobody else as good as him. Now, according to the Ramban, it's not necessarily there wasn't anybody as good as him, but rather, God did not want to put someone up from the team called Yehuda, because then that would be destined for forever, and he didn't want that at that point. He didn't want it at that point. Okay? God did not want at that point the Malchut Shel Kayama, because he liked having Shmuel there. He liked the Shmuel system of Navi, Shofei, Lochem, Lochemat Hashem. Okay? So it's a little bit different than the Ron even in that point. And then he says what? So therefore instead he gave him a malchut sha'ah. Ulazer ameza katuv, it says in Hosea, Ekim lecha melech ba'api, I will give you a melech in my wrath, v'yakash levati, and I also remove you or take you with my wrath. Which the Ramban explains that the placing of Sha'ul was with my wrath. Why was my wrath? Not because there's an iser of lo yasser shedet yudah, but because he didn't want to put the malchut system in there. Now remember this, because the question, the bigger question is going to be according to the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, we'll come back to the sheet of the Rambam, which is really not so simple. Okay, but at this point he's saying, God did not want the malchut system at this point. He's very happy with the Shofet, the Navi, in the Lochim, Lochemet Api Hashem, and he was saving you, V'lo ayah lahem nishol melech bi'amam, K'vo sham alahem v'ashem elu keichem, okay. Now, therefore you give a malchut shel kayama. And then but the Ramban asks, there's a pasuk in Shmuel Bet, Shmuel Aleph, that says what? Niskalta lo shemartit mitzvot Hashem atzir tzivcha. Because you didn't follow the mitzvot, ki'atai shin Hashem et mamachta el Yisrael. Sounds like that I prepared you, I actually prepared the malchus for you to have it. So what's going on there? So the Ramban gives a couple of answers to that. He says, number one, she'im lo chata hayal zaro malchut b'Yisrael v'lo akulam. I mean, they would, even according to the Ramban, from this pasuk, it sounds like what? It sounds like a shevet not from what? A shevet not from Yehuda could have some malchut if the shevet of Binyamin didn't sin in the future. Which we know in Shoftim, the end of Shoftim, that what happened with Binyamin, if they would not have sinned, they could have an element of Malchut, and that would not be involved in the Issa. Because what does he say? She'im lo chata yal Yisrael malchut b'Yisrael, lo al kulam. V'zeh tam el Yisrael. That's the pshat of what? That's the pshat where it doesn't say, the pasuk does not say, Ki ata Hashem echin et mamachta el kol Yisrael ad olam. His diuk in the pasuk there in Shmuel Aleph chapter 12 is that what? There's going to be a partial malchus, and that would have been okay if you would have been on the derech, which sounds very much, and I gave you the footnote, that sounds a little bit like who? Who does that sound like? That you're able to have some sort of malchut if you would have done the proper way.
Right.
Sounds like the Raivin. Okay. Sounds like the Raivin. Okay, that the Raivin had said, give me a second, give me, that Yerubam would have been fine if he would have been a Melech Kasher. Okay? Now that's not the only way to read the Ramban, as we will continue. And then he says maybe the second shot of that Shmuel Aleph is that it would have been Molech on Shifte Imo, Binyamin Ephraim Menashe, or it would have been Melech Tachat Yad Melech Yudah. That also sounds like who? That he would have been Melech Tachat Yad Melech Yudah. That also sounds like some of the Rishonim that we saw that said that it's okay if what? As long as they're that level. Who said that? Ron had said that within the Chashmonaim, that the Chashmonaim only like Kidim. We'll see that in a second. Okay? Now, but he says, well, the feed dot T comes to Ramban and says, my shot is Hayu HaMelachim HaMolchim on Israel. Mishar HaShvatim, this comes to the second shot of like Yerubam. Acharei David, here he clearly says, according to me, there was an Isser. Acharei David, that's the emphasis here. The emphasis is Acharei David. They were being over Dar Abiham, Umabiri Nachala, Nima Yusom Chimot Tvar, Chia Shinomi, and Avisha Mashach Nirabam, the Amar Vane, Ezra David, the Manzot, Ako, Ko Ayamim, the same passage of the Rambam quotes, right in Melachim Aleph, the Kaasher, Hevich Yisrael, and Lichami, and Mishar Shvatim. After, in history, it was Melach HaKam, Melach Vloyim Chuzrim, and Machut Yudah, Avru, Otsavat Hazakim, Venen Shubayim, Ukmo Shamar Hoshea, Hain Himlichu, Velomi Meni. So the Rabban clearly says, Lo Yasur Shevet Yudah. It starts from when? It starts from, it's the Isur Me'in Shitchel Yudah. And that's why, according to him, Yerubam is, there are sinners. There are Chotek. You're not going to do that. Any of the Malchi Yisrael after David, they couldn't do that. It had to be from Shevet Yehudah. That's the Ramban over there. Shaul, we had said, was Lifnei David, but Hashem lo ratza malchut at that point. That was the problem with Shaul. Then the other piece, which is about to get to now, is the Chashmonaim.
He wasn't inherently a problem, just once he fell down to it. He said,
he
told him he could do it, but then forgot his time. But he told
that's
him.
What he was so mechah.
Well, Yusuf Achia Shiloni was correct.
I don't think so.
You don't think the Navi was correct in telling you about
I think he was, and the Pasuk doesn't say.
He told him, go call Yavin, you could be here the king, but you're not being all day. Once Yerubam decided, I'm going to continue to think, even though.
They were being so much on the words of the Achia Shalini that was in Moshe.
Then
it kept going. You're saying the actual initial.
The initial malchus was fine because it was
sanctioned by Achia.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah, that works for
according to the Ramban, maybe again, that you're trying to say that Lo Yasur then means not even just not pointing, but the issue is when it was a Melech HaKam Melech. That's how you understood it? That was a Harim.
No, it's similar to the Zimur Haran Shah.
For Shaul.
It was different because it was after David was already king, but it was.
Right? He said that same pasuk by Ned, Zera David the Manzot, Ach lo ko hayamim. So the problem you're saying is that's about reasons.
Right,
Kacher, I'm reading with you. The Kacher, reason you serve on Lisha Vayemi, Shar Shvatim, Melach HaKamel, so what you call Zerim, Amas of Yudah, that only then Avru Otzvah does like it. Meaning, even according to the Ramban, the actual appointing of a king after David is not a problem. That's the Lo Yasur. That's what you're saying. No. As long as you have nothing, that's your deep in the Ramban most.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to deep in the Ramban. Because there would be so much on the Gushmanka, which means the appointment of Achiyah Shilani, the problem, and Eitan is Medayik very well from the Ramban. The Kasher Erichi Yisrael, the problem was, and again, that's where the Lo Yasser comes from. According to this, the Lo Yasser means once in such a long time, right, I'll add the Arichus. Therefore, the Arichus is almost like, as a result of that elongated time, it's already, people are forgetting on a certain level the original institution of Malchut Yehuda. Explains the Ramban, this was the ownership of Chashmonim. Shemalchut B'dayim Chayim. Ki ayu chasidi Elyon. These Chashmonim initially were, I didn't think about your question. That what? These were chasidi Elyon. V'ilmolehem yishakhu ha-Torah v'mitzvah v'Yisrael. If it wasn't for the Chashmonim, Torah and mitzvahs would be forgotten. Ba'afa became then shu onish gadol. Ki arba b'nei choshmei ha-zakin ha-chasidim ha-mohchim. Zachar ze inko gvuratam v'atzachatam. Naflu b'yad oydehem v'charif. Maybe again, Eitan, maybe that's a pshar also. It's not just like one of them did it. But maybe that's that works very well with what you're saying also. It's dafka four of them. It wasn't just one month. If it was just be one chashmonim, maybe not a big deal. But it's dafka zeh, achar zeh, achar zeh, achar zeh. That I think is more minduyak within, as Eitan said, Yashakoach. I think that's the chapter. Okay? In kovuratam, the hatzachatam, then, despite that, naflu b'yaro v'yem b'charev. And here, this is where I've only seen this Rishon say black and white. Now we understand our Gemara. Our Gemara says, v'yikia onesh b'sof, they get punished even though they were great tzaddikim. The punishment was because they were over this love. They were over this love of Lo Yasur. Because again, of the Herichu. The problem is the Herichu. It's Ben, Achar, right? It's four of them, right? It was together. That was the problem. Therefore, now we have the Onesh is what? Midah, Keneged Midah. What's that way? So the Ramban, Midah, Keneged Midah, explains the Ramban that what? Explains the Ramban. V'igia onesh b'sof l'masha mu'chazal or Gemara kol man da'amar mi'beit chashmonayim ka'atina. Gemara said anybody who comes from chashmonayim we know is an evenu shenichretu kulam be'avon hazeh. The Ramban is the only one who explicitly states this, that says what? That the chashmonayim were all killed by Hordus, not just Stam, because Hordus was just Stam acting with no rhyme or reason, but there was an onesh for the isser that he did. Right, for the issue that they did, excuse me. The Afa Pishaya. So then he asks a simple question. I, Bezer Shimon. Right, even though we know that's not true, they didn't kill all the rabbis, not the Rishon Dua. They didn't kill everybody. It says it's really most of them. Because from the Zer of Shimon came Yochanan, the Kohen Gadol, where the Gemara Numa says that what happened, he's the reason why the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Al Tamim Da'atzmacha, don't believe in yourself, Al Yom Molcha. Because Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a big tzaddik. What happened? At 80 years old, he became a Sadducee. He became a tzaddiki. Right? That's what the Ramban says. So even he's just saying, okay, don't think the Gemara that it's as literally that everybody does. What does he say? About kol zera matikya from matikyahu chashmoni atzadik lo ibdu el bavur zeh shemalchu v'lo hayu mizera yudal mibeit David. They siru ha-shevet va-mechokek le-gamrit. Again, you could be medayik there also, that it's not just that it was machu, but it was he siru ha-shevet va-mechokek le-gamrit. It's not only a one-time thing, it was elongated. By onesh midah keneged midah, and therefore this onesh was midah keneged midah. Shim shira kodesh baruch hu alayhem et abdehem. Then what happened? They were trying to have malchus, these chashmonim, and what happened instead? God put the Avodim, i.e. Hordus, who was Beit Avodim, they now came and switched it up on them. Arkan, the Shita of the Ramban. We're going to see there's another shot of the Ramban, but Kadri had a question on 7 minutes.
Isn't that
the Yerubah
stopped
from Israel
because they themselves, the king and
the
son,
the
better, or the
Sheva
was
better?
Say again? What? Say again?
You
said before that the Sheva Ryan was better,
or whatever, so therefore it would be Yerubah. You're talking about Yerubah,
you mean?
Yerubah.
That's why
Yerubah came in the UK. Right, but then they would have called the king of the Ryan.
If they're kosher. We didn't get to that yet, but I mentioned it.
So is it them themselves or the Sheva?
I think if... let's read it inside. I'm going to die. I just threw it out there. Let's read it inside. Okay? Better. As you can tell, I've read this Ramban 1,000 times, but now I got the shot. Now that's why. Thank God Eitan made Aliyah. And then he's not much wrong. Okay? Baruch Hashem. Okay? The Efsher, just to tell you over there, the Ramban says a different shot. The Ramban has a different shot that says that maybe the chait was a different shot. He says the Efsher Gam came Shayaliyem chait b'malchutam mitnei Shayu. What was the chait of the malchut? It's not as much as the lo yasur shevet miyuda. It's because they were what? It's because they were kohenim. V'nitzavu tishmru et tkunatchem l'kol davar amizbeach v'nibeit v'rochet. Bavarotem avon matana etem tkunatchem. V'lo yalem b'mloch rak lavarot avodat Hashem. The issue, the second shot of the Ramban, is that maybe it's not Isser, but the problem of the Chashmonim is that they were abdicating their responsibility and they were being rashlanu. There was a certain negligence of what? Being over their kehuna responsibilities to be la'avodat avodat Hashem. And then he quotes a Yerushalmi that backs this up on a certain level that he, with two opinions. He says a Yerushalmi Maseches Harios that says, number one, Ein Moshchim, Melachim Kohanim, and then he quotes this other opinion that says, within that opinion, that says, why can you not anoint Melachim Kohanim? Because Lo Yasur Shevet Miyuda. And then the second opinion is Amar Chiya Bar Abba, because of the end of Parshat Shoftim in the Parshia of Malchut, it says L'man Yerich Yamim Amamachtohu Ben Amikari Yisrael. That's the pasuk right after that, the beginning of Shlishi there. It says, Lo Yila Kohanim Alevim. The juxtaposition is telling me that the Kohanim, it's not because these two opinions, explains the Ramban, is a reflection of is Lo Yasur an Isur, or is the issue of the Chashmonaim a negligence and a responsibility of the Kohanim. The first interpretation, Ein Moshchin Melachim Na Kohanim, the Pshat is because Srara has to be from Yehuda. Okay? And even if for some reason there is a tzorech sha'ah, ein moshchin otam shelo yelahem hod malchut, but rather they should be like shoftim and shotrim. And hiskira konim shalpav yishem ba'atzvam ruim l'mshicha ein moshchin otam l'shem malchut kol shkin shar shvatim yisef. Fully agree with Eitan there, it's saying that on a certain level, what is he saying? That first opinion of Yerushalmi is that you could be, even according to the Isur of Lo Yasur Shevet Miyuda, where the Ramban says it's the Isur, you're allowed to what? Have a Malchut that is not from Yehuda, as long as it's not in Arichus, as long as it's not going to totally eradicate the Malchus of Yehuda. And what just say further, the further proof of that is that Emoshchin, make sure that you might have a status of Malchus, but not a, it's like a very mini status of Malchus. It's the status of, it's not even the status of Malchus, it's the status of what, of being a Shofet or a Shoter. Okay? Because it's like a mini Malch on a certain level. Versus the second interpretation of the Yerushalmi is of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, is saying that no, it's from the Torah of Parshas Shoftim, that the Kohanim and Levim are mutually excluded from the Malchus. Bottom line, that's the Ramban. The Ramban who says that it's an Isur, and we see two different ways to understand the Chashmonaim being, right, that according to the Arichus, that's one way of understanding the Chashmonaim. The second way of understanding the Chashmonaim is the concept that since they're a Kohen, stick to your Kohen duties of being Lavorat Hashem, of the Mizbeach, and not with the melech. Right? There's no mixing and matching.
Which could have some philosophical underpinnings also between these two also.
I ask you to see the Ran. The Ran clearly disagrees with the Ramban, even though his questions aren't necessarily super strong. But the Ramban, the Ran in Drush Shvi'i quotes the Ramban in length, starting from Reish Pei. And he says, you should know there's not an Isor. Rather, according to the Ran, it's just what? It's a Havtach. Right? Or a Hoda'alati. Right? That's how he reads this passage. Okay? It's not an Isor. He starts off saying the Divrei Teimanim, She'im Kain. If this is true, that's an actual Isur, Lo Nishma Havtacha Yaakov Bazer. He says, if this is true, then Yaakov's promise didn't come about. Ba'afapi, which in the footnote here it says, big deal, in the Ran the Shikasa, says that sometimes people's actions, which he himself brings up, that people's actions could affect certain promises. Right, which we have in Chazal, that Yaakov is afraid that Nidarim, that maybe his sins will take it away. He says, "Valaki shayu an mushima mesirim mensha ki mishi yizdachino navi shelo yuzakli yipol biyatzon avachak yipol biyadam." Avapi, even though those people shadam miyadam yibukash, but still the problem is lo nishlama avtachat navi. Therefore, he succinctly at this point says that the pasuk is not a mitzvah, it's not an azhara. But it's a hakdama ta'idiyah b'mashikra, it's a haftacha. It's a promise of what's going to happen. And he quotes the psukim here, just like by Dan, it's a remez for the future of Shimshon. So to hear, t'chim b'yudah, yidaber al-derech ha-hoda'a v'haftacha. Lo yosur shevet b'yudah, says the Ran, is she'im heyot shi'achtiyu malcheihem. Even if the tribe of Judah will have sinners, Adayim lo yagia uncham, and he repeats it three different times. That what is the pshat? The pshat is that what Yehuda is saying, what Yaakov is saying to Yehuda for the future, is adayim, even if you're going to have sinners, adayim lo yagia uncham, she is taleku shetasur mehem hamelucha. The big word is legamre. He says it three times. That what is this promise? The promise is even if there will be a break, even if you'll sin, lo yagira chatatam la'asir mihem amlucha ligamre. And he quotes many psukim that way. So that's the run, right? The pshat is that the what? Lo yasur, the malchut, he adds the word ligamre. There will be a partial, but the main thing is it won't be complete. And therefore now he answers up all the questions that we have. V'nei kol yemei bayim rishon, hayu melachim biyuda, v'lo sarach mehem amamshala. Even though at the time, the bottom line is, even if you have other kings of Malchi Yisrael, it doesn't matter. As long as it's not legamre, it is not a contradiction to this promise, not the Yisrael, the promise. V'chein, he says, by Malchut Shaul, right? He's able, right? The Ran is able to answer all these things. All the other Malchi Yisrael is not a problem. Why is that not a problem? Because it's not legamre. Away from Yehuda. The concept of Shaul HaMelech, how does he answer Shaul? He answers Shaul by saying what? Mr. Eagle, what does he say? Why is Shaul not a problem according to the Ran? Shaul's not a problem because when does the promise start from? From the time of David. Ain't a cushion sling. Ava Pishaloya Biyama Moshe B'Shevet Yehuda. The promise is not that it will only be exclusively and solely from the tribe of Yehuda. From the time of Malchut Yehuda. Here's the third time. Therefore, there's no problem with Shaul. Lefi Shaloi Abishavi Yuda Royal Machut Kamo. Because as the Pasuk says, right? He says straight out, Ki Ein Kamo Becholam. For Shaul, actually, according to the Ran, it's give up. There's no problem at all. Ki Ein Kamo. Then, according to the Ran, you have to figure out If it can't come over, there's no problem, right? It's all good according to Shaul. They'll have to answer, why did it stop? Because of the other reasons of the Rishonim, of why it's a problem. But there is, the promise is not a promise. Lo yiftiach Yaakov Yehuda, el shemein shetatchil lo melucha, once Yehuda starts that melucha, then lo tasur menu. And main hasar of the concept, the pasuk says, lo yasur, I will not remove it. When does the removing start? It only starts when it actually began. The beginning was the time of Yehuda from David. Haba chashmonim. Same answer he brings down. Ve'ein mamachia chashmonim. So read for me, Mr. Rawson. Ve'ein mamachia chashmonim al zeh kushakal, according to. So why is chashmonim not a problem? So what does he say? Why is that a problem? Because he says the only problem of Lo Sit Yasur Shevet Yudah is when it's exclusively a different Shevet. But what? Here, in the case of Chashmonim, it wasn't exclusively, this is his big chiddush, that we'll see, not everybody agrees to it. That what? What does he say? They weren't really kings. What were they? They were Pidim. The Melech Paras of Roman Uzulatam in Amalchi. Right, his big chiddush, what were they? They were second in control. They were governors. They weren't in charge. They weren't in charge. They were like they were on the administration, on the council, but they weren't the actual melachim. And therefore what? The Greeks. He said the Greeks still, they weren't, okay? The idea was what? Since they were not mitzad atzmam, lo tikarei mishevet Yehuda, it's not totally divorced from Yehuda. Okay? Aval lo yiftiach shelo yimaneh adam b'sra min asrod imenu mishevet Yehuda. Okay? Again, his shita is that as long as it doesn't totally leave Yehuda, then it's fine. The concept of a biot Yisrael begolah in Melech Veinzar, lo uvtach, he says, he reads from what? Once we're in the galut, he says that there's no problem there. There was never ever a promise that we would have memshala in the galut. Plus, at the time of the Chashmonim, again, just to read it one more time, ki lo yafiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehuda rak kol yimei heyot ha-memshala Yisrael mitzad atzman. When we are independent, only then lo tikarei mishevet Yehuda. U'shamucha lo'olam tiyeh b'shito kol zman shetiyeh b'Yisrael. But he did not promise lo yivyach shelo yitmaneh adam b'srara min asrarot in ena mishevet Yehuda. He didn't promise that they wouldn't have another authority from Shevet Yehuda. V'amlachim asher malchum b'bayit sheni in malchutam mitzad atzmam chol. V'abahim kepkidim l'melech paras romi l'shuratam min amalachim. So he's saying even the kings, and included in that is the Chashmonaim, they didn't have the status of Milucha, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay. Does he understand? Says the Ron. Right? Do we understand the Ron? The Ron says what? The Ron says that the Isser is only when what? Mr. Ross, the Isser is only when we are having Malchus, that it cannot be totally uprooted from Yehuda. And the times of Chashmonim, there wasn't Malchus. Everybody, there wasn't Malchus. At most, there was some sort of kidim. That's his big chesh. And he also says when we're going to Gola, then you don't need ein melech ve'ein tsar, lo huftach shevet Yehudah, that they would have memshala when we're in the Galut. Now, the Rambam, which I asked you to see.
What about Malchus
Yisrael? What about Malchus Yisrael? Yes. According, that was before David. Right? Which one? Wait, Shaul? Shaul we talked about. We talked about Shaul we talked about. That's only at the time when...
The
Gamre.
There was a kingship of
Judah. Okay, as long as there was a kingship of Judah, that's not a problem. But everyone look at the Rambam. I want to see what the Rambam says. The Rambam, both in Hilchos Melachim and Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam, okay, everyone open up to the Rambam, please. The Rambam and Hilchos Melachim. So,
Good.
I didn't say I agree. It's a good question. That's one of the big chidushim of the Ran. To say that is very, very tough. Right? Right? It's very, just another piece. What he had said is, right?
The basic thing is they said there was not Malchus there. Only keeping.
Right? What Kadri says, what are you talking about? Isn't the whole point of Chanukah that they fought back and they actually achieved Malchus? Good. That's what we're going to see. The two Rambams that we have at the end of Shoftim, in Hilchos Melachim and Perek Aleph, I asked you to see two different Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin Chesetes, the Rambam says that when you have a melech, you have to anoint him with Shemen HaMishkah. And he says, you should know, Me'achar Shemoshchin HaMelech, how he says, Zoche lo l'banav ha'olam. This is a family business. Shamachut is a Yerusha, Shneimar l'man yarich yamim al machuto, hu banav, the care of Israel. Hiniach ben katan, misharim lo amlucha, even if he just says ben katan, you hold it for him until he gets older. V'chein ha'kodim ben'achra, kodim Yerusha melucha. The Ben HaGadol was before the Ben HaKatan. And he says this is not only true by Melucha, all types of authority. The Chol HaMinuyim B'Yisrael, Shirushav, Livno, Leven B'no, Adolam. And he keeps going on. And he says, Kevet Shinim Shach David, Zachal B'Keter Malchus. Once David got anointed, he got the Keter Malchus. Vare Malchus Lo, Vanav, Azcharim, Adolam. Shinemar, he quotes this pasuk of Kisecha Yeh Nachon Ad Olam in Shmuel, that we looked it up, it's in Shmuel Bet. V'lo Zocha Elo Ksheiri, Shneimar, Im Yishmuru Banecha Briti, V'ap Api Shlo Zocha Elo Ksheiri, Multikari Tamucha, Mizer David Lo Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised in this way. Then we have Halacha Ches, Navi Shem Yim Melech Mishar Shifei Yisrael. If a Navi appoints a Melech from Shar Shifei Yisrael, but yet, if that melech is holeich b'torah in mitzvot, v'nilcham b'nilcham et Hashem, he's considered a melech, v'chol mitzvot ha-malchut no'gubo, av-al-pi, even though ikar ha-malchut is the divi, v'yemi b'nav melech, but how does he know that, as we learned before, sharei achiyah shiloni, hemi yirabam, v'amrlo v'ayah yishmo tishmat, ko asher atzaveka, v'aniti l'cha b'ayin eman, kasher v'aniti l'davi, v'amrlo achiyah, Vilid Noah came, Shavit Echadaman, he yom yid vil David, Avadai koyamim, this may be your shalom. Okay, so there is some level of what? Of having a melech. What's the issue though? Halachatesh, Malchay beis David himam dim olam, Shremar kisacha yenachom adolam, like the apostle that he quoted in Halachazayim, Aval in yamod melech mishar Yisrael. The melech will come up from Shar Yisrael. He says, Yerabam. Okay, he doesn't quote the pasuk of Kisecha Yelolam. He says to Yerabam, Ach lo kolayami. So the question is, what is the Rambam sheet in general? The Rambam thinks that the Rambam is contradicting himself. The Rambam said, Omar Avram says, Soter. Earlier on, he says that what? Below Hamalchut, Bilvad, Elakoas wrote Vaminim Chiv Yisrael, the Yerusha, for all of his children. So how can the Rambam say that there is a Malchut? How could the Rambam say that there is a Malchut for Yerubba or Shar Yisrael? Isn't it a contradiction? So the Ravid says that, no. Pshat is like the Ran, who says that if Yerubbaam would be a Melech Kasher, Ubanav Kshirim, Lo Itam Malchut Posekin Mizaro. It's not Lo'olam, according to the Ravid. Aval Itam Shnia, like the Ran had said, as long as there is some element of Malchus based on it, there could be a shared Malchut, but as long as the David is the lead Melech, could go Kesar and plug Kesar, right? The Caesar and Emperor, if you will. Okay? However, the Rabbaz disagrees. First, the Rabbaz explained the Ravid to say that what? That you said earlier on in Halakha Ket, the Rabbaz had said, to look at it inside. Ubanitu l'chabayit kasher banitu David, Babiut. Umashwa shim yachu banan b'torah tos. It sounded like if they follow the Torah mitzvos, then you're all good. What does it mean? Ach lo koyamim. Lo koyamim, according to the rhyme, it sounds like as long as you follow the Torah, then it won't stop. But if you don't follow the Torah, then it won't stop. Right? As opposed to Malchus Beis David. But the Rambam, how the Rabbaz explains it, not like Eitan, but how the Eitan explains it. The Rabbaz explains that the Rambam says, no, Stam Amar Kura, Ach Lo Koyamim, Afilu Tzadikim, doesn't matter. There's a Malchut Yerusha with Beit David, and therefore, it can't be that way. So comes Eitan to tell me there's a difference in a Halacha Ches, that's if the Navi appointed a Melech from Shar Shiftei Yisrael. There, that Melech has Malchus. Versus if a Melech goes what? Avalim Yamon Melech Mishar Yisrael Halacha Tes, that's coming without the appointment of a Navi. There, for sure, he pasek a Malchuto Malchut Mibeito. Meaning, according to the Ravid, it is clear, like the Ran, that as long as you have some sort of Shevet Yehuda, you're okay, that's the Lagam. According to the Rambam, as Eitan had said, there's an issue of whether the Navi pointed, as we have saw, it would be like the Ramban, that says that the problem would only be if it's elongated. However, one could also say, the problem comes that the Rambam should have quoted the Pasuk here of Lo Yasur Shevet Yehuda. If the Rambam actually goes like the Ramban, the Pasuk in the Torah, he should have said, Lo Yasur Shevet Yehuda. Furthermore, before we answer that, look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah clearly seems to say not like the Ramban. Okay? The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah in Perek Gimel, you have it in front of you. Okay, so it's very, very tough to say that the Rambam actually goes like the Ramban. Okay? The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Gimel, which is a longer time. What does he say? Hilchos Chanukah. Perek Gimel. Felsen, please read for me Hilchos Chanukah. Go ahead. Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel Lachal. Okay. Keep going. Upashti Adam. Good. Lachatz gadol, go ahead. Rechim aleihem. So we look at this Rambam, we see a couple things. Number one is clearly not like the Ran that said that they're like Pekidim. Okay? And but that rather what happened? Voshir Yisrael miyadam ve'emidu melech min ha'kohanim. They were melech v'chazra malchut Yisrael. Most people think that Hanukkah is a galus holiday. Okay, incorrect. Hanukkah and Purim are the two times to be in the galut. Incorrect. Hanukkah is representing that we had 200 years. It's true, it wasn't long term. But it's chazra malchut Yisrael liyeter matayim shana ara chorban hasheni. So what do we have? What do we have? So we clearly the Rambam is not learning like the Ramban of Lo Yosser Shevet Miyudah. There was an Isser and there was a problem here. But rather what we're celebrating is independence. We're celebrating that we are Malachim. Now the question of why they were then killed, obviously it's not like the Ramban. But maybe again because of what they ended up doing, at least what the sources say, that they went and did not stay on the derech, the Chashmonim. But it's clear, and it's very much possible, that the Rambam, why does he not quote the pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda? Because he doesn't hold that there's an Isser Doraisa, like the Ramban says. And the proof of that is, I looked it up with Yoni also, is that there's another pshat, and that's number four. What's another pshat of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda? I believe this is what the Rambam says. If you look up in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin, and he bases it on the Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Hey, there is a different pshat. Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, is basing on the Gemara Sanhedrin that it's not a lav. There's no lav that what? That you cannot have Malchus Yehuda. But rather, what the Torah is telling us is that you should know even when you go to the Galut, you're not going to be abandoned. You will have some level of authority even when you're in the Galut. And that's what the Gemara says there. This is talking about the Rashi Yeshivot or the Rashi Galuta, where Hillel was Banav of Bnei Banav. And the concept that Torah is not going to be forgotten. So very much, you know why the Rambam brings down that when another Shevet comes, like Yeravam, so he says, Achlo Kolayamim, he says it's going to be Pasta Mibeto. Why is it so simple, Shah? It's because it's talking about Yeravam. But the reason why he doesn't bring up Lo Yasser Shevet Miyudah is because he doesn't view that it's an Isser. The Rambam looks at Lo Yasser Shevet Miyudah as what Chazal teaches us. Chazal teach us that it's talking about that you will still have, even the Golah, again, as opposed to the Run, you will still have the Golah, some level of authority. Okay, Lav Davka, right? Not Malchus, but authority, as opposed to the Run. The different levels that we have, the Rambam and the Run. Right, if I wanted to compare the Rambam and the Run for a second, the Rambam and the Run, they both agree there is no Isser. That part they agree. Okay? That part they agree there is no Isser of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehudah. But the Ran says that the Chashmonaim was the concept of Kibim. Right? Clearly the Rambam disagrees with that. He says Chazra Malchut Yisrael. Okay? So there, they, even though they agree in principle that it's not an Isur, we pointed out where the Rambam gets that from. The Chashmonaim, according to the Rambam, just Pidim, according to the Rambam, it's actually Chazra Malchut Yisrael. Just one other interpretation you should know, that according to certain Midrashim, Lo Yasser Shevet Yehudah actually starts from the time of Mashiach. It's only starting from the time of Mashiach. So it's only from the starting time of Mashiach that all these questions, again, go down the toilet also, of Shaul, Malch Yisrael, Chashmonaim. Again, all of those things, but who says that that's the Ran also? I gave you a lot of pages already, so there. The Ran at the end also says that the last interpretation is that Afa Pishat Yipasek Amachut Mishivto Bizman Hazeh Achar Biyat HaMashiach Lo Tipasek Mizaro LeOlam. So, again, according to the Rambam, right, this clearly, again, the Rambam disagreeing with the Ramban, who says that there is a Isur. The Isur could very well be that it's Arichos, only the Arichos Yamim, therefore if it's coming with a Navi, according to the Rambam, either whether it's coming with the Navi, or if it's what? Either number one, like Eitan Amid at the stage between Navi versus not a Navi, or what? Or that as long as it's not On a certain level, it's not for a long time. At a certain level, if it's not for a long time, then it would be okay also. And that's why, again, according to the Rambam, Chashmoni is not a problem of Chazar Malchut Yisrael Matayim Shana. There's no problem. You would say, if it's like the Ramban, Ben Achaben Achaben, if it's Arichos, that's an Arichos. No. According to the Rambam, it's clearly that that's not a problem. The problem would only be, according to the Rambam, if it's not an Isur, it's probably just, again, like a Haftacha, like the Rambam. Ritz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue moving ahead in the Sugya.
If you were to the Rambam, is it this year? After another week, okay, the Rambam as well.
According to the Rambam, that if it's an Isur, well, again, redefining that an Isur might be that it's only for our reasons. Not an actual, the appointment's not a problem. The problem is if it's going to lo yasur. It doesn't say lo yimane. Right? The issue is it's lo yasur. You can't remove it. So the actual appointment for, right, that might not be a problem. That might not be a problem. That was your chiddush, which I think is a shock.
Get down for Shmiras HaLashon.